AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Federal Aviation Administration says it will reduce air traffic by 10% across 40 high-volume markets starting Friday morning. Ed Donahue has details.
FAA Administrator Brian Bedford says the reduction during the government shutdown will impact thousands of flights nationwide.
When we see pressures building in these 40 markets, we just can't ignore it, you know, and we're not going to wait for a safety problem to truly manifest itself when the early indicators are telling us we can take action today to prevent, you know, things from deteriorating.
There have been staffing shortages among air traffic controllers who've been working without a paycheck. Some have called in sick.
The system is extremely safe today. It will be extremely safe tomorrow. And if the pressures continue to build, even after we take these measures, we'll come back and take additional measures.
Major airlines, aviation unions, and the travel industry have been urging Congress to end the shutdown. Ed Donahue, Washington.
In Louisville, Kentucky, the death toll from yesterday's fiery crash of a UPS cargo plane has grown to at least 11, including a child. A search for more victims is ongoing. Federal investigators say the plane's left wing caught fire and its engine fell off just after takeoff. Todd Inman with the National Transportation Safety Board.
A large plume of fire in the area of the left wing occurred during the takeoff roll. The plane lifted off and gained enough altitude to clear the fence at the end of runway 17R. Shortly after clearing that fence, it made impact with structures and the terrain off of the airport property.
President Trump's calling on Senate Republicans to end the government shutdown, blaming it for the party's defeat in yesterday's elections. And on Wall Street, stocks closed higher following a couple of upbeat private reports on the economy. ADP says payrolls up in October. The Institute for Supply Management reports the services sector expanded. This is AP News. The Pro Football Hall of Fame has narrowed its list of potential 2026 honorees. Githan Coolbaugh has some names.
Six-time Super Bowl winning head coach Bill Belichick and four other head coaches who won Super Bowls are among the nine semifinalists in the coach category for the 2026 class for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Belichick is in his first year of eligibility after rule changes put in place last year requiring coaches only to be out of the NFL for one full season before being considered for the Hall. Two-time Super Bowl champion coaches Tom Coughlin, Mike Shanahan, and George Seifert also advanced, along with another Super Bowl winner in Mike Holmgren. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And at the midway point of the NFL season, scoring's up more than 2 points per game, partly due to new special teams rules and more aggressive fourth down plays. And 35 games have been decided by a last-minute score. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.